Winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories have now been issued for all of North Texas, and that runs until noon on Friday. A series of rain, sleet, and snow waves will move across the area today, tonight, through mid-morning tomorrow. Accumulations are expected to range anywhere between 2 to 5 inches of sleet and snow, with isolated higher totals possible along and north of Interstate 20. In the warning areas, it just depends on where the band's set up. Greatest chance for the highest totals, maybe 8 to 10. Could happen up towards the Red River Valley. 1 to 3 inches of sleet and snow combination will accumulate in areas south of Dallas-Fort Worth, especially later today through the overnight. And a cold rain will fall along and south of a Lufkin to Temple line, stretching all the way down to the Gulf Coast. Temperatures right now, as I said, are currently in the low to mid-30s, but they'll drop to near freezing as the atmosphere cools. As of now, it appears that the Metroplex will experience mainly sleet throughout the day today, with a mix of sleet and snow closer to the Red River. Road conditions will deteriorate as the day progresses, with the worst conditions expected along Highway 380 in points north, as well as along Interstate 30, northeast of Dallas, extending into the Ark-La-Tex. Widespread precipitation will continue through this evening and overnight, with most areas transitioning to all snow, accompanied by possible thunder, yep, and lightning. This evening through daybreak tomorrow. Little Jim Cantore-ish out there for you. Precipitation, though, will move east of the area by mid-morning tomorrow, although snow flurries may continue throughout the day. Tonight through early tomorrow morning, that's when the most critical snow will fall across the area, leading to the highest accumulations of frozen precip and the most hazardous travel conditions, again, through probably noon tomorrow. Temperatures are going to start near 30 tomorrow morning and warm only into the low to mid-30s during the afternoon, causing significant roadway improvement due to traffic and rising temperatures. Those attending the Cotton Bowl Classic at AT&T Stadium should be aware of the slushy roads en route to the game by dinner time, but any residual moisture on the ground will rapidly refreeze after sunset as temperatures plummet, and by Saturday morning, upper teens to low 20s. Plenty of sunshine, though, is expected through the weekend with highs in the low to mid-40s. That'll alleviate the sleet and snow. I'll continue to monitor radar trends and road conditions throughout the day and tomorrow morning. And for updates, please tune to News Radio 1080 KRLD if you'll be driving, or access our Odyssey app by continuing team coverage throughout the event. Please exercise caution, stay warm, and enjoy the weather when you can. It's the only weather you've got.